Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. I spent the weekend listening to the new album by The Weeknd. Loved the new wave feel. I don't know why The Weeknd has chosen to appeal to 52-year-old dads, but hey, I'm in. The DJ on the album is Jim Carrey. Yes, that Jim Carrey. Late night, enjoyed President Biden's speech on January 6th. Colbert said, "I love that speech. Truly a powerful speech. That's the Joe Biden I remember. That's the Joe Biden we stole this election for. I mean, voted for." Fallon, "I know that vibe. That's high school principal after a food fight vibe." Fallon again. And then to rub it in, Biden's like, "I would have DM'd you, Donald Trump, but I couldn't find you on Twitter." James Corden announced that he has tested positive for COVID-19. This on Thursday. On Instagram, Corden said, "I just tested positive for COVID-19. I'm fully vaccinated, boosted, and because of this, I'm fortunate enough to say that I feel completely fine. They canceled the shows for the rest of last week and said to tune in tonight to see what cool location we'll try to pass off as a studio." John Mulaney has finalized his divorce. He has signed the papers. It's done. It is over. This puts a wrap on things. John Mulaney and Anna Marie Chandler began dating in 2010. They got married in the Catskills in July 2014. In May of 2021, Mulaney confirmed they did split with Anna Marie Chandler after 6 years of marriage. His spokesperson at the time said John will not have any further comment as he continues to focus on his recovery and getting back to work. Anna Marie Chandler at the time said, "I am heartbroken that John has decided to end our marriage. I wish him support and success as he continues his recovery." Let's see, May 2021. If you were to get somebody pregnant in May of 2021, let's say June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. I got February of 2022. That math doesn't quite work, does it, John Mulaney? Speaking of marriage, is Ricky Gervais considering getting married? He is approaching the 40th anniversary of his relationship with Jane Fallon. "Why have they never gotten married?" Ricky says, "What's the point? We share everything anyway." Well, there could be a point. The tax bill. If one of them dies, the other could end up with a huge tax bill for their share of the pair's house. Ricky said, "Now that's a good practical reason to do it. That's what we would do." Interesting slip there. "They don't have children. We mutually decided we weren't interested. The question is, why do you have children? If you're bringing life into the world, you better have a good reason for it. It's not that I'm anti-marriage. It's just that it's never particularly interested me." We'll be hearing a lot from Ricky in the upcoming weeks as the third season of Afterlife is about to come out. He says 3 seasons will be it, although it would be better for me if I did it for the rest of my life, but it's best for the show that it ends. Otherwise, you might as well be making a soap. TalentRecap.com, your home for comedy news, caught up with Josh Blue and asked him why he talks about his cerebral palsy on stage. Josh said, "There's a few reasons I talk about it. Number one is, I've learned if I don't mention it after a little while, the audience is like, does he know he has that? The other big reason is everything I'm talking about is coming from the perspective of a disabled person. This is all I've ever known, so I guess there was a point in my career where I tried to do my show from a Southern Belle point of view, but that didn't come across well." From the SC Times, comedians Mary Mack and Tim Harmston, they're married and they're touring together. Mary Mack said, "We're getting older. We're sick of not seeing each other. It's been fun. We've had a good creative burst in December. They did a show in Chicago." Mary Mack said they spent the entire car ride talking back and forth and writing new material. "It's a lot like marriage. You can't have everything your way. You have to listen. Your spouse might skip around in the joke and you have to give up some lines you really wanted to do. If there's a new idea or new direction, we'll go with that story or bit. She likes to work off script, and she knows the audience can tell it makes her husband cringe. In my mind, having a really unique, silly moment that wasn't scripted, it's something you and the audience share in that moment. Nobody outside the audience shares that moment. The audience can tell when I'm doing it, and they kind of enjoy watching Tim squirm like I do." Harmston is focused on getting his new material out on YouTube and has found a niche doing company parties and banquets. Mary Mack is a voice on Solar Opposites, a show I love, and is working on an album she expects to release later this year. Jim Gaffigan spoke to the Daily Beast about being edgier. They were like, "Hey, Jim Gaffigan, you don't curse up a storm or anything, but seems like you got into more controversial territory on this latest special." Jim said, "I would say this. We've talked about the clean thing before, but nobody's going to see a comedy show just because somebody doesn't curse. Nobody's saying, hey, we got to see this. This guy's not going to say S word or F word. That doesn't happen. I've noticed this on Netflix with the comedy specials. Jerry Seinfeld isn't necessarily as irreverent as George Carlin, but it's his point of view. All comedians have a certain irreverence. So these adjectives they put next to these comedy specials are a mischaracterization in a way. All comedy has an element of surprise, but I think it's unfair to say Jerry Seinfeld doesn't have an edge to him. He does, because without the edge or point of view, it wouldn't be funny at all. Is my comedy goofy? I guess so. Is it political? Now I sound like I'm being defensive, but to answer your question, I would say there's a relationship a comedian has with an audience that has to evolve. The great friends we have are because we have great conversations with them and we challenge each other.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So I mentioned I've been doing the show from London because otherwise, how would I possibly have seen Toast of Tinseltown? I've watched the entire season, liked it a lot. I hope you have an opportunity to come to London like I did and watch Toast of Tinseltown as soon as possible. A lot of great cameos in there. Fred Armisen crushing it. I don't want to talk too much about it because I think like three of you have seen it so far. But when you get a chance, Matthew Berry's Toast of Tinseltown, absolutely watch it. The other thing I'm into is Jimmy Carr's game show. I literally just told you. These you can find on YouTube. And I shared an episode Friday night on the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Facebook group. That show is a lot of fun. So if you haven't seen it, it's like an hour long. And along the way, as the game show contestants mention things about their life, Jimmy Carr will ask you a question. For example, right now, Jimmy Carr might ask you, what album was Johnny Mac listening to yesterday? And the answer came up previously in this podcast. Do you remember? Because we said it. I literally just told you. See, that's how that works. I think somebody needs to option this for America. I think Drew Carey would be a great host for an American version. But check out the British version. It's not like it's too British or anything. And Jimmy Carr is always funny. I literally just told you. You will find it on YouTube. While I'm here in London, because how else would I have seen Toast of Tinseltown, I'm checking out Chortle, and they have the comedians to watch for 2022 promoters pick their most tipped acts. Good Kids. Kieran Ahern and Tom Dowling are extremely able performers, and the song they close their set with piled joke upon joke and comedic flourish upon comedic flourish. When they finished, the audiences exploded with applause. That sounds fun. Lily Phillips. As well as her iconic Chappellian jumpsuits. Does Dave Chappelle wear jumpsuits? I've never noticed that. Yeah, Yeah, I guess he does. I'm looking here at an article on Spoturn.com. Green olive online coverall jumpsuit worn by Dave Chappelle in Dave Chappelle Sticks and Stones. I always thought he was just wearing an army jacket with a Chappelle C on it. Anyway, you can get this on Amazon for $37.17 if you want the Dave Chappelle look. Where were we? Lily Phillips wears Chappellian jumpsuits and shares the American comic's ability to be exceedingly engaging and has a masterful tack for turning crowds to hysterics. Last year, she was a BBC New Comedy Awards finalist. Ian Smith was nominated by David Harcastle of the Museum of Comedy. Wow. He says, our Monday club at New Material Night is always pretty high on quality, but he's a standout every time, whether he's doing actual material, ad-libbing, or just messing about. That's my favorite kind of show. I can't remember the last time I saw him not be the best on the bill. Any bill. Okay, that guy's name is Ian Smith. Let's check him out. I just queued up a clip of his on my own YouTube. I'll share it on the Facebook group when I'm done recording here, which is in my future, your past. So it's probably there right now. Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Rudy Lee Terua. In the past 3 years, the head tattooed half Maori, half Aussie Rudes has exploded onto the Australian comedy circuit, where he now headlines some of the best and toughest gigs. He was a finalist in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival's Raw Comedy Competition. He's a stereotype buster. What you see is definitely not what you get. He plays heavily on the juxtaposition of his indigenous heritage, his typically white bogan day job of driving monster trucks around the world's largest mine, and guess what? His sexuality. That sounds like fun. Let's see if I can find a clip by him. Nope, unfortunately no. All I'm finding is a clip of him talking. And one more, they picked Sammy Abu Warda, a magnetic performer. His clownish characters radiate with a luminescent glow. Thank you, Chortle, for that. And from the Herald News, on Thursday's episode of Conan O'Brien's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, they chatted with a longtime fan about the guy's work as a tour guide at the Lizzie Borden House. The fan invited Conan O'Brien to spend the night. Turns out Conan is a true crime fanatic and quite familiar with the Borden case, dropping knowledge bombs on his co-hosts about the world-infamous unsolved murder of 1892. He's even familiar with the grisly details of how the skulls of Lizzie's father and stepmother, Andrew and Abby Borden, were exhumed, boiled, and presented at Lizzie's trial. What? Conan said, can you imagine the guy boiling a skull, and then he leaves the room for a second, he comes back, and someone's like, you know, I don't know what that soup is, but it tastes a little off. Conan said, you're such a fun date. Yeah, we could have seen a movie, but I thought we'd just drive around. I'd show you a factory where 55 Italians died in a fire. We're coming to your town. I'll figure it out. I don't know when, but we'll come to Fall River, the three of us on the podcast. I swear to God, we should podcast from the house where these terrible crimes were committed, and I would do the podcast dressed as Lizzie Borden, and then I will recreate those heinous crimes. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Geo7. Hi, Indians. Good pods, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.